All right, SJ's Top Picks. It's how we kick off the show every Saturday morning. Three things that you could go and see, do, experience over the coming weekend in the Western Cape. First up, Africa's only timed urban canal swim starts in Battery Park at the V&A Waterfront today. It's the fifth Waterfront Canal Challenge, and it's organised by the Waterfront Rotary Club to raise funds for various charities. There's going to be a 1.5 mile open water swim starting and ending in the park, which is via the one and only. There's also an elite 1 mile invitation only swim, which Olympic open water swimmer Michelle Weber will be participating in. So if you fancy going down to spectate and maybe grab a bite to eat and look at all the various things in that part of town, why not? Michelle actually spoke to Pippa Hudson in the week to find out, or rather Pippa wanted to find out a little bit more about why this is such a special swim.
It's so beautiful because it's quite spectator friendly. It's not like a lot of other open water swims where you sort of swim out into the dam or into the ocean and then, you know, everyone sees you at the start and when you come out. But I mean, I guess as soon as you start and you start swimming, I mean, you're gone and no one actually sees you or know where you are. Whereas for the waterfront swim, because it's in the canals and it's quite spectator-friendly, you can walk up and down. And like you said, with the shops and everything that's going on, you know, a lot of people can see you swim. And, yeah, your family and your friends can come through. And that's really awesome as well. So, yeah, I love the swim because of that. And, yeah, I think it's just also so awesome for the swimmers to get together and partake in something that's really cool. And I think, yeah, it's so different as well. There aren't a lot of – I don't think there's another open – I'm almost sure there isn't another open water swim that takes place in the waterfront canal. So definitely something special. I think if you're a local and if you're around town and you want to swim on Saturday, I think this is definitely going to be something really special to take part in.
The water temperature expected to be somewhere between 14 and 16 degrees. Do you swim with wetsuits or is it a skins only event, as they call them?
So I think it's up to the swimmer and what they're comfortable with. I'm used to swimming in cold temperatures because I've swum in quite a bit of the oceans here in Cape Town. But I think if you're a beginner swimmer and you're trying to do something new and something different, or you're training for a triathlon and this is like a stepping stone to get in the right direction, I think it would be quite cool to, would be quite a comfortable way to start the swim, especially if you're not used to swimming in temperatures below 16 degrees.
There you go. That's the Waterfront Canal Challenge, which you can either participate. Oh, no, you can't participate because entries are closed, but you can go and watch. I wouldn't mind doing that, actually. Go and grab yourself a coffee and watch the very brave diving into the canal and swimming. And also, of course, seeing some of the country's top swimmers, Michelle Weber, for example, taking part. Next up, the Nordic Art Point Gallery, which will be hosting their Out of the Box exhibition this month. The opening night is tonight, starts at 6 p.m. and gallery owner Amy Kruger says pieces up for sale are from both experienced and amateur artists, and she joins me on the line now. Amy, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Just give us a bit of an overview of what we can expect from the exhibition.
You can expect everything. I think that's what's so lovely about this exhibition is that you've got artists from all levels participating. I think our youngest this year is 6 years old, and our oldest is 81 in 2 months' time.
Okay, all right. Do you have a particular theme for this year?
Yes, it's called Whimsical Wonders.
Okay, talk to me more about that.
For me, it's about trying to get people to think a little bit out the box, which is why we call it Out the Box, and the limit is it has to be 40 by 40. And we just want it to be a little bit more exciting, a little bit more creative, and we want people to come into the gallery and feel happy. And so that is why we encourage this particular theme this year, because I think we could all do with a little bit of whimsical wonder in our lives right now.
I'm fascinated to know where your six-year-old came from.
Where are?
Your six-year-old artist.
She's actually participated in it before. She's one of the young girls who live in Nantwick.
Fantastic. What's name, details, anything anything you can tell us? Or are you come on, Amy, give us something.
I'm going to give you something about someone else, if that's okay. So my favorite story from this particular exhibition is I had a woman walk in to deliver her work, and she was clutching it to her chest, and she was terrified. And she walked in, and she was just holding it, and she said to me, she promised herself that she would exhibit an artwork in the gallery before she turned 80, and she's turning 81 in 2 months' time. And it was the most beautiful moment, and she turned this painting around, and it's so lovely, and I'm so excited to have her art in the exhibition. And that's why we do this exhibition. That's why we have an open exhibition for people like young Emily and for Faye Ashington, who's, yeah, her work's stunning.
Are we able to buy the art that's on sale, Amy, or is it just to exhibit?
No, it is all for sale.
Lovely. Okay. And price-wise, because I think that's some people hear art exhibition, they go, hold on a minute, this is going to be out of our price range. Is there something to suit every budget, as they say?
Absolutely. Because we've got amateur to professional, we've got prices under 600 all the way up to prices about just under 10,000.
Okay. So your opening night is tonight. Is that an open event or it's not invitation only or anything?
No, anyone's welcome.
Okay.
I really want people to come and celebrate art and celebrate creativity and celebrate people that are doing this for the first time. It's terrifying for some people.
Yeah,
and it deserves
for sure.
To be celebrated.
Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine that. And I'm sure that if your art is on display tonight, don't have any anxiety. Well done you. Well done for putting out your creativity and into the world for other people to consume. And thank you. What else do we need to know? How long is the exhibition running?
Until the 5th of May.
Oh, okay. So we've got a good month. Your website, nordicartpoint.co.za.
Yep, that's
there
it.
We go. Lovely. Amy, thanks very much indeed for joining us and for putting on another fantastic exhibition for art lovers and art curiosity. What's the term? People who are curious about art. There we go. Finally, the South African premiere of Lara Foote's highly acclaimed, well, Shakespeare's highly acclaimed Othello, produced, directed and adapted for the stage by Lara Foote, opens at the Baxter tonight. It made its debut at the Düsseldorf Schauspielhaus last year and earned her the Gustav Theatre Award for Outstanding Artistic Achievement. At home, she's assembled a stellar cast led by John Cani's son, actually, Antandwa Cani, in the title role of Othello. It's my favourite Shakespeare. It's my favourite Shakespeare play. Now, very now, a black ram is tapping your white ewe. Game Talk presenter John Matham chatted to Lara in the week. Let's take a listen.
Lara Foote's Othello. I mean, to what extent is it Lara Foote's Othello, and to what extent is it Shakespeare's Othello? I mean, I know what you're doing with it, and it sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, of course it's Shakespeare's Othello. I think, you know, publicity is saying Lara Foote to put a little spin on it in case people have already seen Othello and they don't want to see it again. But essentially it's you know, an adaptation in that we've placed it in Southwest Africa, in Namibia, you know, during the colonization of Southwest Africa by the Germans. And so looking at the same time at colonization and decolonization of the text, looking at genocide, looking at the effects on the psyche of those that had been colonized, referring to Frantz Fanon in some of our monologues and philosophies, and then of course also using isiXhosa and Afrikaans, although essentially sticking to Shakespeare's blank verse, you know, and adhering to the text on most levels.
But there is some new material which is being layered on.
That's right. I mean, essentially, at times, Othello questioning what has been written for him, but very subtly, that he doesn't really want to play into the violence that has been portrayed by this character. But again, within the text, and if people don't know the text well, they might not notice it, but it's very much there. So in this way, it's our version of Shakespeare's brilliant play.
I mean, every production of every Shakespeare play is a version of it. You know, it might be something which attempts to emulate what is thought to have been a traditional in the sense of mid-17th century version of it, but everything is a version of it. And I know some people say, oh, don't mess with Shakespeare, don't do all of, you know, don't do World War II and this. And you've got to judge what you see on the stage. Only then can you say, I think it works brilliantly, or I think it only works in bits and pieces. But with these incredibly important themes and very contemporary themes, why layer that onto Shakespeare's Othello as opposed to do, as you have so successfully done so many times in the past, create a new piece of work to address those topics?
You know, I'm very challenged by doing Othello in Shakespeare. I haven't done one before, not in English. I did this production in German, and if it was there. And I've always been fascinated by the story. And mostly my fascination lies in that I don't believe Othello would kill Desdemona. And of course it plays into the iconography of, you know, the brutality of black men, which, you know, needs to be challenged and destroyed, essentially, of how the media have been portraying black men for hundreds of years. And so, really, I wanted to understand, well, you know, what is his psyche? How has it been damaged? What is the trauma? What does he think? What are his philosophies? Not just through the lens of Shakespeare and Iago, but who is the man of Othello and what has affected him through his life and in his past and in his parents' lives. So for me, by really getting into that and exploring that, I found a way that I believe in the credibility of the work.
That is Lara Foote's Othello, which is on at the Baxter from tonight. It's the opening night tonight. I'm so looking forward to going and seeing that. And if you, like me, are an enormous fan, not only of Shakespeare, but also of Othello,